Hello, I'm cellist Zuul Bailey. You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Esko, and I'm 10 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, mange tak, Eskil. Eskil is a kids commuter from Denmark. You can be featured on our show no matter where in the world you're from. Find instructions on how to send us your introduction at kidscommute.org. All right, kids commuters, it's day four of the Composer is Dead week. Today we continue The Composer is Dead with words by Lemony Snicket and music by Nathaniel Stuckey. Now, let's find out what the noisy brass section has to say for itself.
Brass, what do you have to say for yourselves? Last night was incredibly important for us, proclaimed the trumpets in a boisterous manner, a phrase which here means loudly and with a certain arrogant rudeness. We announced the arrival of kings and presidents. We led soldiers into battle and held a parade when they got home. Our ears are still ringing from all the ruckus. The inspector cried, making a note in his notebook. Perhaps you murdered the composer for making you play so loud. We love being loud, the trumpets replied. Brass instruments are brassy by nature. Besides, loud is patriotic, and we suspect the murder was committed by a foreigner. A foreigner, the inspector repeated. What say you, French horns? You have a strange accent. The French horns did not understand the question and began murmuring a story about the old country. When the war split our hearts like a cantaloupe. And the boy and the girl, well, they cantaloupe. It's the same sad story, melon and melancholy. Leave the French horns alone, the trombone said. They were in such a state that we took them out to the club to cheer them up. We ordered a few bottles of expensive wine and then took the stage, swinging and dancing until dawn.
Thank you.
over there too, said the percussion instruments, barging in as only percussion instruments can do. We drummed, we percussed, we employed xylophoniness and symbolism. We heard the beat and beat the herd. We struck up and got down. We conquered the concert, battered the band, agitated the audience, rattled the roof, and got the phone numbers of several very attractive young sailors. By then we were beat, too exhausted to commit murder. And what about you, Tuba? The inspector said. Were you involved in these distasteful shenanigans? No, the tuba said. I'm a confirmed bachelor. I was home all night playing cards with my landlady, the harp, taking sips of warm milk from a little blue cup.
You know, it's kind of a weird pairing, but I think the tuba and the harp sound very nice together. Well, looks like brass and percussion are out. We'll conclude our story and find out what happened to the composer. Tomorrow, we'll also ask you this week's Quizlet question. And a reminder, the answer was in Tuesday's episode. Now, kids commuters, a chance to win a family pack of tickets to see the Alphabet Experience coming up Sunday, November 30th at 3 p.m. at City Opera House. It's put on by the Parallel 45 Theater Company. These are 26 mini plays about each letter of the alphabet, and they are done in random order. The audience decides what order the show is done in, so no two performances are the same. And again, we have a family pack of tickets to give away. That means four tickets. If you and your family would like to come and see the Alphabet Experience at City Opera House, again, the date is November 30th at 3 p.m., just text us the word tickets to our ticket line, area code 231-237-7482. That's our kids' commute line. Send us the word tickets. Today at noon, we will hold a drawing and let you know if you won a family pack of tickets to see the Alphabet Experience coming up on the 30th of November. Again, that number, 231-237-7482. Well, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta mañana.
Interlaken Public Radio.